This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
A multi-billion dollar national enterprise publicly acknowledged today that it is desperately in need of rebranding. Executives said they've got to expand their market appeal to young people, minorities, and women. They said their own focus groups describe them as scary and narrow-minded. We are not talking Fortune 500 here, as you might have guessed. It is the Republican Party instead. In the wake of last year's election, the GOP commissioned a formal soul-searching, a 100-page report it released today that reads not unlike a corporate manifesto full of marketing lingo and consumer data. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith has that story.
The first rule of rebranding?
Never let people know that you've decided to rebrand.
Brand strategist Adam Hanft says rebranding should appear organic. As far as the GOP's image overhaul is concerned, that ship has sailed. So the second rule of rebranding?
Rebranding is not just a superficial layer. It has to go deep into the way a company operates.
Cautionary tale? The late Oldsmobile.
Probably one of the most memorable advertising campaigns of all time.
This is not your father's Oldsmobile.
Because it was a clever way to rebrand, but the product never lived up to it.
One company that did it right is Nintendo, says Ira Kalb, a professor of marketing at USC. Nintendo had ruled the video game roost, but started losing market share to Sony and Microsoft.
So they decided to come up with a completely different type of a game, and they came out with Nintendo Wii.
Suddenly, Nintendo had a new niche. It made video games everyone could understand and use, and it promoted fitness. But there's a danger in rebranding, says consultant Deborah Kay, who's worked with companies like McDonald's, Apple, and Nissan.
If there's something loved and classic, they don't want to throw out the baby with the bathwater.
Case in point, the new Coke debacle of the mid-80s. Kay says Coke overlooked its real strength.
Coke represents deep American values. It's all, everything we grew up with. So when they put new Coke out there, they were saying, this is better.
Kay says a successful rebranding requires buy-in at all levels, employees, management, investors. Consensus could be a tricky formula for a political party. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.